99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying a short time ago of the man they think shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him. Right in custody.
President on Fox News. Sources also telling ABC's Pierre Thomas there is a person of interest in custody. Federal investigators and state officials had released photos and a video of the person they thought was responsible for shooting Kirk once in the neck at a college rally on the campus of Utah Valley University this week. President Trump, again on Fox, praising investigators in Utah.
Local police, the governor, everybody did a great job. You know, getting somebody that you start off with absolutely nothing. And we started off with a clip that made him look like an ant that was almost useless. We just saw there was somebody up there. And so much work has been done over the last 2.5 days.
There is a news conference expected in Utah about a half hour from now. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Democratic state lawmakers introduced legislation they say will help public schools and support students by providing more aid to districts without increasing local property taxes. The package comes a day after Republican lawmakers introduced their own package of education-focused bills. A bill that would restrict the types of flags allowed to fly over government buildings in Wisconsin, including the Capitol, cleared the state assembly on Thursday. Governor Tony Evers has flown flags over the Capitol recognizing Juneteenth and the LGBTQ+ community and would likely veto the bill should it reach his desk. And if your boss is contacting you personally to get your banking info or to buy gift cards for the office, it's probably a scammer. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says that's called the CEO or boss scam, and messages like that are a red flag. Lately, fraudsters have been targeting people who've just gotten a new job. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 52.
99.7
Max, Mom Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:04 on Friday morning. Yes, the weekend is almost here. It's going to feel like summer. It's not going to feel like fall this weekend. So yes, warming up for the weekend, going to be dry for the most part, except later on tonight and into tomorrow morning. That's going to be dry the rest of the weekend. One more chance for a new weekend. Lean On Me by Club Nouveau on Max FM.
Swallow your pride. understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
For city, it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
We be jammin', 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 we be jammin'.
When you need a friend,
call me.
Oh, baby, now
call me.
When you need a friend,
call me.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Seven Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is going on 8:12 on your Friday morning. No, Emily, AI bots like Chatbot can be a great tool for writing resumes and cover letters, but job recruiters are catching on. Here are four big giveaways that you used AI on your job application. And what's the first one, Emily?
All right, here we go. Number one, generic buzzwords. Terms like results-driven, go-getter, and team player are overused and vague, especially without specific examples to back them up. So I kind of feel like that was always the case with resumes, though. People would always say, like, detail-oriented. Like, they didn't even know what that meant. And if they weren't backing that up, they clearly weren't detail-oriented.
Exactly. I think before AI, you would see, like, team player and detail oriented overused so much in those buzzwords, and now we're seeing it with AI. Number two, there's no personal touch. A lot of AI content just feels copy-pasted and robotic. That's very true. If you mention you're an excellent communicator, include a real-life example to give your resume an authentic personal touch, just like you and I were just talking about, detail-orientated. What is...
Orient yourself to the details of this resume and put some examples on there. Come on. Number three, we are talking about the tells that you used AI to write your resume. Number three, coming in, weird formatting or placeholders. Yes. I've seen this so many times. It's so bad. Yes, some people submit resumes with mismatched fonts, inconsistent formatting, or even with template prompts still attached, like bracket, insert accomplishment here, bracket. Dude, you're so not getting hired by me or anyone. Right. Unless the person, the hiring manager, is not detail-oriented. They're not seeing that it literally says insert accomplishment here. Insert. Clearly that accomplishment is not reading all the words that AI wrote, because you're supposed to put some. If there's a bracket, do something there. Don't insert leave that in a bracket.
Detail-oriented here. And number four, the ways you can tell AI was used to write a resume, the flower shop example. AI chatbots have a tendency to generate similar responses and anecdotes for users. One recruiter noticed several candidates include the same random example of running a flower shop. Even though the company had nothing to do with flowers, seeing it multiple times, she realized they likely used the same AI tool to write their resume, Emily.
Oh, no. Goodness gracious. I feel like, you know, resumes have kind of run their course in terms of, like, the formatting and what you have to do. I feel like just list your, you know, your jobs that you've done. Tell them why you think you did a good job. And then just sit in the interview and just tell them why you're good. You know, just be you, right?
Like, right. Be natural.
I think that they clearly now, because people have been regurgitating the copy and paste kind of language that is happening in resumes since I was a little kid, right? And I learned by, you know, my parents and the people in authority are hiring then, this is what you put in a resume. So that stuff has been going on. It's just that we were writing it, but we were still doing the same thing. We were just being the robots that people told us to be in our resume. So, I mean, it's just more of the same. So I think resumes are just going to have to, like, people are just going to have to re-understand what that is. And it's supposed to be a representation of you. Not of what people want to hear, right? So, I know we got a shortened schedule today. I just want to mention one thing. I don't tend to scroll on social media, but I have been a little bit more lately just for some random reasons. But I have to say, these videos that people are putting out, especially in terms of, like, the reactions to politics and the news, not having any opinions about those particular topics right now, but having opinions about the videos themselves, because they're using AI robot voices and text over the top.
Yes.
And it's so boring and awful. It just, then they said blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my gosh, like, if you really want someone to watch this and show that you care, you use your own voice at least. Like, something here. It's real obvious. And it's something in a few years we're going to look back on and be like, wow, can you believe people were doing that? That is so
right.
Lame. Right?
Exactly.
So, just saying.
No, you're right. They're just creepy weird is what it comes down to. All right, Emily, you're going to be back with us in about five-ish minutes. We're going to look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. And Men Without Hats on Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, September 13th, the Baraboo Axe Coalition will be presenting the Celebrate Sauk event. It's a celebration of cultures through food, music, and dance. It's going to take place on the downtown Baraboo Square along with the Farmers Market. You can learn more details by visiting the BaraboOaxeCoalition.org/events. This will be happening from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. again September 13th on the square in downtown Baraboo. And Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village will be hosting the Heritage Day Rendezvous. This event will take you back to a time before phones, computers, running water, electricity, and it all happens at the authentic mid-1800s log village nestled just east of Reedsburg. Again, this Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village will take place on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. For more details, visit their website, rahspv.com. And Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. This will be on Sunday the 14th and every second Sunday of the month. Made to order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be 8 a.m. until noon, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed. And I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
Dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see. We can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. They're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
Dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:21 on Friday morning. Men Without Hats, safety dance. I can tell you if I'm dancing, it's not safe. That's all I'm going to say, Emily.
Okay, we're just going to schmoove on by that one because I really like that song and I did not ever hear anyone say that before.
Have you ever watched the video for it?
Yes, I have,
oh,
actually.
My
I'm a fan.
Goodness. The video's great as well. And they actually came out with a new song. I'll talk more about that sometime in the near future. But yeah, they actually came out. Men Without Hats have a new song out. And so I was actually hoping to have an interview with them, and then I decided to get hurt instead. So, but yeah, so I actually had it all lined up for the, yeah, that's a long story, but yes. So still working on that. It is September 12th. We're going to take a look at calendar days. It is National Police Woman Day today. We celebrate this on September 12th every year. It acknowledges and celebrates the contribution of female police officers who enforce law and order around the country. Roughly only 10% of the police force in the United States is made up of women. National Police Women Day hopes to, yes, they hope to rectify that by encouraging more women to join law enforcement. So we take a moment and say thank you to all of our female law enforcement officials, whether they're in the squad car, in a like jail, or wherever they may happen to be. We thank all of those hardworking folks today, Emily.
Absolutely, man. That hit close to home. I grew up with a mama for a detective. So, yep, I am all about the police women doing their work. They are amazing at it. I know a whole lot of them, and they're some of the most, they're straight up my heroes. Absolutely,
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful people. They had to break through a lot of frustrating barriers to get into the positions they were in. So really amazing, really amazing humans. Hey, that just goes right to National Day of Encouragement. Let's encourage everyone to do whatever it is that they want to do for a living, for fun, for creativity. We just want to be behind people and what it is that makes them happy, right? So encouragement goes so, so, so far. If you're a teacher, if you're a parent, as a coworker, as a boss, as an employee, as a whatever, encourage the people around you on a daily basis, because it actually brings you joy. It heightens your serotonin levels to share confidence and encouragement to other people. So please do so, and you'll be surprised or just like happy about how you feel about it. It's pretty cool.
Yes,
little give
it
and
is.
Take thing, and everybody wins. Yep.
Indeed, as you heard during our show opener, it is National Chocolate Milkshake Day. It is celebrated on September 12th, and without a doubt, one of the greatest treats ever. Simply sweet and delectable. Chocolate milkshakes aren't just one of the best treats of all time. They're a reminder of our innocence and symbol of America's past. And, you know, there's nothing more tasty than a chocolate milkshake. I know what's on my agenda today is to get a chocolate milkshake.
I'm like so, like, as soon as I saw that and I heard the show opener, I was like, it's Friday. It's nice out.
Yeah.
Yes, there's no reason not to say yes to a chocolate milkshake today. I say, everybody out there, treat yourself to a chocolate milkshake. If you don't like chocolate or you can't have dairy, there are some other options. Absolutely. There are, you know, there's all kinds of options. Let's be real. You can find what you need that can substitute for a chocolate milkshake if it's for some reason you can't enjoy that exact beverage slash dessert. It's fantastic. Also, you might want to have one while you're playing your favorite video game, because today is National Video Game Day.
Woo-hoo.
I love video games. I, you know, spent my adolescence and early teen years in arcades, which are not really things much as they used to be. But I think they're coming back in a different way. They like have adult arcades in terms of like their bars with video games that are retro from the time when we all grew up hanging out in the arcade. So, you know, they're doing their thing. Those places are a lot of fun. I wish they were more open to kids, to be honest. There's one near where I live, and you can't for our little stint on a Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, it's like a bar. So anyways, that's fine. But anyways, who cares? You got many of consoles that way with your chocolate milkshake. That sounds like a nice way to spend a Friday night.
Yes, it does. And we do want to take a quick moment and remind everyone about our big deal of the day. Half off that $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. That certificate, $10 today for through 11:59 p.m., no code required. Again, half off a $20 certificate towards books at Main Street Books in Reedsburg. Just 10 bucks. Shop local, say big at maxfmbigdeals.com. Emily, you're going to head on out. You'll be back with us bright and early on Monday morning.
Monday. Yeah, who cares about Monday? It's Friday morning right now. And so we've got to, I almost said afternoon. Good Lord. Okay, so we're going to move on to Friday and have a really great day. It's going to be in the 80s this weekend, folks. So I say everybody celebrate in the way that you enjoy celebrating, however that might look to you. If it's with a chocolate milkshake in a video game or out at the park or barbecuing or whatever you do, it's basically like a gift of summer this weekend. So enjoy Choose joy and lead with your best foot forward. Dave, have a lovely day. I'll see you later for sure.
Yeah, sounds good. Have a lovely day as well. I'll be hanging out with Havel here about 8:35, and I'll stick around until 11 o'clock this morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Get ready, Richland Center. It's Bulls and Barrels at the Rockin' M Ranch, Friday, September 13th.
Gates and Saloon open at 3 p.m. The action kicks off at 7.
Watch as the toughest Cowboys face off against ranked Bulls and the fastest riders fly around the barrels. Admission is just $25. Kids 6 and under get in free. Enjoy vendors, great food, and a full bar with no carry-ins. Tickets are on sale now at Wyoming Saddle Company in Richland Center. Don't miss the adrenaline, the action, and the excitement. Bulls and Barrels, September 13th at Rockin' M Ranch.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Packers now 2-0. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Washington Commanders 27-18 thanks to some outstanding play by the Packers defense, safety Xavier McKinney, on how they shut down last year's Rookie of the Year, quarterback Jaden Daniels.
The pass rush was relentless. I think we did a great job, not only just rushing, but containing him as well. You know, those things, you know, all together helped us, because even when sometimes he did get out of the pocket, everybody swarmed. So, like, it really didn't mean much. He didn't really get nowhere.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play the Crimson Tide. It's the first time ever the two teams have played together in Alabama. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill expected to start again at quarterback for the Badgers. Number 19th ranked Alabama is a 21-point favorite. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers opening a 3-game weekend series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Brewers still have the best record in baseball with a 5.5-game lead over the Cubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny skies, feeling like summer with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible late, a mild night with a low of 62. On Saturday, partly sunny and even warmer with a high of 85. The bathroom you always wanted, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 52.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Quarter to three. When they play their music,
dressed so scantily. When they play their music, that hard rock music, they thank it with a lot of flash. But it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really kicks them in the... They say the heart of rock and roll is still beating. And from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the old one may be barely breathing, but the heart of rock and roll, heart of rock and roll is still beating.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s,
and
more.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even cake and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hanging with Havels, brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm. And we're excited to be here on this Friday morning. It's time for another edition of Hanging with Havel and Dave right here on Max FM. I'd like to welcome in Chris Havel, familiar voice to our listeners for a seventh season of Great Packers Talk each Monday and Friday at 8:35 during the Packers football season. Chris began covering the Packers in 1991, first as a Press Gazette sports columnist and later as the host of Sports Line at The Fan in Green Bay. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing on this Friday?
David, I am doing outstanding, my man. It is good to be with you again, and twice as nice in the same week, man. That is double dipping.
I'd
like to go to Oakwood and double dip into some of their treats they got over there, like the Packers did in the win column this week, man. In a span of 5 days, they set the tone for the next 5 months.
Yeah, they did. I mean, what a great 5 days. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing, you know. And we saw the Packers win 27-18 versus the Commanders last night. I mean, it was very interesting to see the start of this game, you know. And one of the things that definitely came out in my head last night was the penalties were back last night to start in that first quarter. We had more penalties, it seemed like, in the first quarter than we did all game on Sunday.
Well, that was the area that you need to clean up and on the offensive side. But I will say, with two starters in the offensive line 40% out, with Aaron Banks and Zach Tom not there, they got it done. I would expect some mistakes and missteps. What was disappointing to me, I know they want to work Anthony Belton in at right tackle, the rookie. And they really must have a high opinion of his potential, because where he's at right now, I wouldn't have started him. I'd have gone with Darian Kennard over him twice on Sunday and five times on Thursday nights. He was bad. I mean, he cost them two drives. Two drive killers allowed a sack and a holding penalty that wiped out a Jaden Reed touchdown. And so right away, that I mean, the two of the first two series out of the three that he played on, they were bad. And I you know, they rotated him in and out throughout the game. So I guess either because of the luxury of having the lead and having a dominant defense, which we'll get to, but really I think that was disappointing. But on the whole, because you can't have him on running plays,
no,
especially. And,
no way.
And when you're hooking up with Jaden Reed on one of the best throws of Jordan Love's life, that was disappointing. But they did get through it. They have some time now to rest and get ready for Myles Garrett. And so we can talk about that a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it was a big win, 27-18 over the Commanders. And although they got within a touchdown, 17-10, it really never felt that close.
No, it didn't. And honestly, I thought that could have been 24-3 going into halftime, just say. Now, the Packers were 0-6 against the Eagles, Lions, and the Vikings last season. Now, you know, so last season we saw 0-6 against those teams. Now, in 5 days, we're 2-0 with wins over the Lions and the Commanders, two of the top teams in the AFC. Why is this fast start so important to us, Chris, to get this
season? Well, Dave, I think with, you know, first it gets that any kind of lingering mindset of, are we as good as the best? Because the Packers won 11 games last season, but like you mentioned, they're 0-6 against the best teams, including twice to the Eagles, opener and closer in the playoffs. So to have that totally, totally wiped from any kind of possible conversation or storyline, you beat the Lions, who had the best offensive season in franchise history last year, in addition to decimated defense because of injuries, and you beat the Commanders, who Jaden Daniels is one of the bright stars of the NFL, and for what be able to do what they did to him, 7 rushing attempts for only 17 yards, great day defensively, Matt LaFleur said in that score, and he said just relentless was his one-word description. But to be able to beat the best teams, granted it was in Green Bay, but that can work both ways. It can add more pressure, too, like got to get it now because of what might come later. But, Dave, now they get 10 days to try to rest up and heal up for Myles Garrett, who lines up on your offense's right side, which is where Anthony Belton is going to have to line up every other series.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, let's hope for the best for Zach Tom here in the meantime. But anyway, big deal to start 2-0, Dave, for sure.
It is, and we hope the best for Zach Tom because, you know, we definitely need to see him back on the field. And, you know, it was a great night for the Green Bay defense. We saw Jaden Daniels, one of the NFL's top young QBs. But Green Bay's defense kept the Commanders out of the end zone for the three quarters. And, you know, that's kind of like what we saw against the Lions as well. And, you know, we saw Micah Parsons looking great once again last night. I mean, this defense is on fire, Chris.
I mean, Dave, you hit it on the head. I mean, three quarters, you keep Jaden Daniels out of the end zone. I never would have thought that possible. And I would have never even thought about it at all if not for the fact that they did it to Jared Goff, who I never thought that would be possible. So to be able, because by the fourth quarter, if they haven't scored a touchdown, please. I mean, that is a long row to hoe, as my grandma would say as she handed me the hoe, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's crazy to see. You know, back-to-back games, that happened. I especially with Jared Goff, it surprised me. And see it again last night, too.
Oh, man. You know, Jeff Hafley, the biggest problem, how am I going to draw up some schemes and some plays and things to keep us from not tripping over each other on our way to the ball carrier?
Right.
I mean, it's like we want this amoeba defense just to smother and suffocate. But holy cow, Jahmyr Gibbs had a long run of 14 yards on Sunday for the Lions, and he is, I mean, one of the great backs in the NFL. He only had a long run of 14, but he finished with 19 total. So he had 11 other carries for nothing. And then you look at Daniel, 7 for 17. He, Dave, came into the night needing only 41 yards to be the quickest quarterback in the NFL, literally and figuratively, to 1,000 yards rushing to start his career. And actually, any tie, I think, but 20 games. Well, he still needs like 24 more yards, you know. Yeah. I thought he'd get it last night. They just shut him down. And really, Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, they're bringing it out in Quay Walker this year. He seems more comfortable having guys around him, whether it's a little bit of lack of confidence or maybe not having been able to really put together a great season for Quay Walker. And I will say this, Rashawn Gary, in the same vein, Gary's been better than Quay Walker through his time in Green Bay, but for all that potential both those guys have, where they were drafted physically, smart guys, both of them, they should be producing more, and you know what, they're getting it out of both those guys. And I think part of that, Dave, is sometimes it's who you team up with. I show up with you, man, I elevate my game. You know, you better, you know. and I think with, you know, because everybody knows I got, it's there inside me, but now I'm with this cat, he makes me feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think with Walker and Gary, and you know who I'll add, the third guy, again, God's gift of physiques, Lucas Van Ness.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll throw another guy in, Devontae Wyatt. There's four guys, all high draft picks, all first-round draft picks, might add, that never once unlocked the code of how am I going to be as great as individually. And in the framework of having another guy to look at, all four of those guys have gotten better because Micah Parsons walked in the door. Not to mention Xavier McKinney, who you can never forget on the back end. But, wow, that defense right now is... it's unbelievable.
It is.
It really is.
Fire. I'm going with that because Micah Parsons just was the gel to get that defense together, and it's just the motivation has been great. And, you know, the Packers' offensive line was missing a couple of its starters, Aaron Banks, and we mentioned Zach Tom due to injuries,
mm-hmm.
but they put together not one but two 90-yard-plus touchdown drives against Washington.
Yeah, nuts.
The first one was 96 yards down the field, and
wow.
That's the first time we've seen that in Matt LaFleur's seven seasons here. How did they make that all work out? Not once, but twice last night, Chris.
You know what? It's sticking with the run game, being really creative in it, because I thought putting rookie Savion Williams in the backfield with his speed and size to go with it. He's so fast, he doesn't look as big as he is. I mean, would you see a 200-pound guy when you look at Savion Williams, number 83? I don't see that, but boy, when he gets going, he can fly. And just the counter blocking, the misdirection, all built in, the pre-snap motion and movement, which other quarterbacks, I'm not going to say by name, Aaron Rodgers, doesn't necessarily like, but Jordan Love is like, you're the coach, let's run this and make it work. What do you think? And I think when you see all of that, plus Tucker Kraft developing as a run-blocking tight end, in addition to being just a great pass-catching tight end, I mean, I got to say, it's incredible. You on the big drive, when the Commanders pulled within 17-10,
mm-hmm.
two of the plays were reverses to rookie receivers. Golden for 9 and Savion Williams, who I mentioned, he went for 16 and would have gone for a whole lot more if the turf demons hadn't tripped him up. So then it's 24-10, two plays later, and Jordan Love said that's what we need to do. And you know what? He didn't have to throw a pass on either of those plays, just run the offense. So that's what I'd say about that offense right now, Dave. It is on fire. You know what? I mentioned Tucker Kraft.
Yep.
Wow. 57-yard grab, the touchdown. And Keyshawn Nixon.
Wow, yes.
I mean, you talk about, okay, so we need physical corners that like to come up and stuff the run. And we talked in the preseason, the first show we did, about teams doing bunch formations with receivers and screens, and we saw that Deebo Samuel never got a chance to get going because Keyshawn Nixon or even Carrington Valentine and Javon Bullard especially, I thought was great, number 20 last night. On those plays, they came flying in there like their helmets were on fire and blew the plays up. I mean, Nixon was, and in coverage, Nixon was wonderful. He really was. And oh, by the way, Nate Hobbs came back now, Dave. He's healthy. And number 21 looks smooth. He looks like a guy who can not only defend and run the run support, but he can cover, it looks like, too.
Yeah, no, they have the offense is on fire. I mean, now, unfortunately, the Packers did have some more injuries last night, and obviously we saw Jaden Reed, who had that broken collarbone while making that diving touchdown, and then, of course, it was canceled by that penalty. But we're talking he's going to be out probably 8 weeks, right?
That's what they're saying, Dave, 6 to 8, but I think 8 is more realistic. And I feel so bad for Reed because he was fighting through and doing everything professionally possible to battle through that foot injury. And then he lands on the collarbone, and there's nothing you can do. And as soon as his right arm I saw go limp, I'm like, yeah, it's a broken collarbone. Because the shoulder might give you that look, but doing this long, whatever many years I don't like to think of, but I hate the injuries, and I hated that one last night, and it's just – you know, bad luck on Reed's part because that was a great catch. I mean, wow. That catch and Malik Heath's catch on the sideline are two of the greatest catches I've seen in a long, long time. And not having Reed now, I guess one feeds into the other because if you need a little more Malik Heath, it just plays right into their depth. But, boy, I feel bad for Reed.
I do, too. And like you said, when you saw the arm go, and I'm like, You know, I thought maybe shoulder, you know, based on my own personal experience, but then I watched a little
bit. Yeah, you've been through it, bud, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and but once you watch, you could tell it was collarbone all the way, and that's just not good. Now, well, you have a 10-day break here, and, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but we're looking at four of the next five games being on the road, and that starts with the Browns.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because this road stretch now, they had been pretty good on the road, and defense packs well. It travels well. So I would think that should help unleash the offense in terms of let's just relax and not make these dumb penalties and beat ourselves, because the self-inflicted part still is carrying, like you mentioned right out of the jump, Dave, today on the offensive side. Now, the turnovers knock on Formica in this case, I'll be honest.
Yep, likewise.
Beautiful cherry wood here that I've got going on my desk. Yeah, you know, it's that's carried over a little bit, but I think it'll get cleaned up. And as my partner Marcus said last night on the pregame, you know, we talk about Aaron Banks, and boy, you know, the loss of that guy. Is it? Well, I don't know how good he is. Yeah. I have really no idea what Aaron Banks brings to the table, other than I'm sure, you know, a napkin and a fork and knife, because he does like to eat, but I don't know on the field. He's still a mystery to me. But I do think Jordan Morgan being able to pop in at left guard and handle it the way he did. And just the Packers, I will say, I didn't like Anthony Belton at right tackle, but they got through the game and they won the game, so I like it more now. Because they're able to, and there were several times, if you ever listen to Wayne Larrabee and catch Larry McCarron, former offensive lineman, Packers hunkered down and just went to the left side of their O-line in big running situations. They were left of center right behind Jordan Morgan and Rasheed Walker. Rasheed, I'm still here. Walker at left tackle, you know? Yeah. So those guys competing for the left tackle job, and now they're shoulder pad to shoulder pad buds making it happen while the right side gets healthy again. So, and Elton Jenkins, by the way, quietly, I think, is carving up opposing defenders. And, you know, we'll hear more about that as the season goes on. But the Packers' run game, by the way, and this is where I disputed with my partner. He said, well, it was not good against the Lions and all that. I thought it was excellent against the Lions because it forced Detroit's defense to load the box right away and make Jordan Love beat him through the air, which he did.
Yes, he did.
So I think the running game was superb in week one in the win because it did that, and that was plenty, and it kept banging away. And last night, I mean, Jacobs 23 for 84, almost 4 yards a carry, 4.5 on the hole, a buck 35 with the two rookies on reverses. That's a lot of razzle and dazzle in production in 2 weeks against teams knowing that you've got to stop Josh Jacobs and company are going to lose to Green Bay. Oh, and by the way, Jordan Love, Dave, as we talked last year, even you and I, when he was injured, couldn't do what he did last night, which was scamper to the goal line and knock out a commander on the way.
That was great to see. So it's good to have him back. We know he still has that thumb injury, but last year you would not have seen him doing that. And you would have, you know, I was kind of getting a little tense watching him as he started doing that last night. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He can do this. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing to see. Now, the plan is you'll be back with us on Monday. We're going to kind of break down what we saw happen over the weekend and just start to highlight what we're looking towards next week and maybe get some updates on these injuries as well.
Absolutely. Myles Garrett going against the right tackle, whoever he faces, and pretty much beats like a drum. Zach Tom would be nice to get this 10 days. And it sounds encouraging on Zach Tom. So and Banks, actually, too, I think because of the short time, that was why they weren't available. But I really look forward to visiting with you Monday. Let's see how the rest of the division shakes out over the weekend. And, boy, oh, boy, for a start to the season, 2-0, Dave, some special stuff.
Yes, it is, you know, and... I'm just going to go with I'm 2-0 on my predictions so far, so we'll see.
Oh, great memories, and you played a little Huey Lewis in the intro today, and I had a flashback to standing out in San Francisco on the field pregame, Huey Lewis 20 feet away, and it's like, wow, because he was good friends with Mike Holmgren, and then John Daly in the same venue, Brett Favre begging him to try to hit a golf ball out of the stadium.
That would
not realizing, you know, there are insurance consequences if you happen to
bounce it off,
hit somebody in the head or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, but oh, those were good times. And you know what? It's feeling like that again a little bit, Dave. Feeling like that again, my friend.
Yes, it is. Well, I look forward to our talk again on Monday. We'll break down what we see over the weekend, and we'll talk more Monday, 8:35.
Sounds good. You bet. Be good.
You as well. Have a great weekend. And Hanging with Howell and Davis brought to you by Oakwood Fruit Farm.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh pick favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and McIntosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider. And in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors. The LX series is part of the number one selling compact tractor lineup in the U.S., built with premium features and the comfort and versatility to make your land your own. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
What?